Blood Island, and Chanel has all the STDs. You better stay tuned, because we're talking Scream Queens, Blood Drive Season 2, Episode 6, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love how we're doing this. It doesn't go with the song at all. But really the song goes with this episode. We love T-Swizzle.
Yeah, it does. Bad blood.
Boom. Hi, guys. What's up? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be talking Season 2, Episode 6, Blood Drive, which is for Scream Queens. And this song, Bad Blood, goes perfectly with it. We planned all this out for you guys. But before we get into this episode, where can we find you on social media?
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. This was a great episode.
We should start
episode.
All the episodes with Taylor Swift.
We should, because you know what? Taylor just gets us, you know?
Yeah, I love T.
She gets my life, you know? She got me through one of the worst breakups of my life, but that's a different story.
Which album?
Red.
Quick, that was a quick response. I don't think about it. Red was a good one.
It was. Honestly, I didn't appreciate it enough until... the girl I was with broke up with me, and then
and
I appreciated
like,
the album
I
to its extent.
I feel you, Taylor.
Yes.
Same.
So,
well, not same, but like, I feel you.
Yes. She knows how to break it down. But we're going to be breaking down this episode for you guys tonight. It starts off with Munch, who wants to do this blood drive because there's been so much blood lost. Do you kind of realize what her ulterior motives are for getting this blood? Because I feel like there is something maybe to help her with to cure herself or something. But like I'm genuinely wondering, besides, you know, having blood on staff, like on you know, hold for people who would need it coming in. But like they really haven't had to do any blood transfusions or anything like that. So do you think there's an ulterior motive there?
Okay, I don't think so. I think the only ulterior motive is that she has to keep the hospital running, and if there's no blood, they can't do as many things at the hospital, and then she can't eventually cure her disease.
Right.
So that's what I thought it was. I didn't think anything else, because the only person who I really thought had an ulterior motive in this episode was Hoffel.
Yes, and you were definitely right.
Yeah.
We all knew that girl was a really sketchy, but tonight we found out to the extent of how sketchy she was. We finally find out a little bit of her backstory, which was interesting because we really haven't known anything about her besides her pill-popping habits. But Hoffel was Mrs. Bean's sister, which is so random.
Who saw that coming? I completely forgot about that woman.
Yeah,
completely.
Totally forgot. Because she was only in like one or two episodes, episode.
Her face got burned off.
For those of you guys who don't know, season one, Mrs. Bean was the servant that was of Chanel at the sorority, and her face got burned off in the grease vat whenever they were trying to scare the new pledges. So that is Mrs. Bean's sister, which is Hoffel, and she is there to seek revenge on the Chanels because of all the awful things that they've done, and also, you know, helping kill her sister, even though it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, but maybe she doesn't know that.
Right, but I feel like even if she did know it was not intentional, she still would go after them.
Probably.
She's insane.
She is cray.
And we find out how insane she is a little bit later. But basically her big plan, which I love this, instead of just killing them off, she wants to send the girls, or mainly Chanel, to Blood Island. You know, that's why they came up with this whole thing. It's like a competition to see how many people can get the most blood donors, and however much blood for the blood drive wins a trip to Blood Island, which looks very exotic and awesome in the picture, but apparently it has like flesh-eating spiders, and it's in like a war, it's like a war zone right now, apparently, with the government. Is like, it's just like a war zone.
Yeah, so, she wants them to go there and die.
Like, do you think that's, I mean, that's very, very creative, but in a sense, like, don't you think she would be more satisfied if she got to like put her hands on them and like kill them herself?
Yes, but I think the whole thing with the blood drive is she like did not want to get her hands dirty. So in a way, it's like there's no blood on her hands, but she did get to get revenge.
That's true.
Because she's that screwed up, but that's smart at the same time.
It is. But then a little later on in the episode, I feel like we kind of get a sense from her that that's not enough. Once she kind of goes a little bit further into the dark side, she kind of wants to get very hands-on.
Yeah, she... Oh, my gosh, this episode. I'm not, like, completely surprised, because I think I knew that she had it in her, but dang.
It was insane. And, like, you and I were cringing this entire episode because I don't know about you guys, but I hate needles. I have, like, needle phobia. Every time I have to go get blood drawn, anytime like that, I get super anxious. I always do fine, but it's just the thought of it and, like, watching it get stuck into someone. it's just, I just get really queasy. So this whole episode, I had to, like, constantly just, like, not look at the screen all the time.
I know. They had moments I could not handle, for sure. Oh, I don't like when it shows the needle going in.
No.
I hate that.
And you realize that has to be some kind of stunt double, or maybe the actor or actress, if they are brave enough, with getting randomly stuck with a needle. But, like, that's actually happening. Like, there's not, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, someone had to actually... Like, we're seeing, like, a real needle go into someone's body. And then,
you don't think they're just, like, poking it?
No, I feel like... I mean, in order to get that shot, they must have actually...
Oh, stop.
So, it gives me the EBGBs for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Those brave souls.
I know. Seriously. They had to have been getting paid something good, you know?
Well, yeah,
you had
for
to get,
sure.
like, an add-on... You would have to get, like, an added-on bonus if they're, like, penetrating your body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sounded weird, but you get what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. So then we kind of move on to Munch. I love her to death, and she is just, her common sense is just flying out the window. She's desperate for workers. She's desperate because people are getting killed off left and right. She needs more staff to be on hand to watch out for this green meanie. So she decides to hire Hester because Hester is getting very bored, as we see her over Chanel with a knife, saying, you know, whenever I get bored, I just think of ways to kill people.
What a sweet awakening.
What would you do if you just woke up to that?
She's a great alarm clock. That
Seriously.
Would get me out of bed for sure.
Yeah.
If someone was standing over me with a knife saying that when they're bored, they think of ways to kill people.
I would get up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would find a way to lock her back up.
Seriously. I don't know what they thought whenever they let her out in the first place, but she's apparently going to be helping find the green meanie, but honestly, she hasn't really been doing much to...
She's done nothing. What does she do with her time? I don't even know.
I don't know, but she's invested a lot of it in this new patient that Munch gives her, which we label Vampire Guy. They didn't really give him a name, I don't think.
No, I just wrote down Vampire Guy. I don't know if they gave him a name.
I think they may have briefly mentioned it once, but then they just, for the rest of the episode, was Vampire Guy.
We say Vampire Guy and everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because no one's like, oh no, that was Jerry. Like, it's for sure Vampire Guy.
Yeah.
And if you know him as otherwise, like, don't get too... Like, right. attached. He's like, not going to be here for long.
Exactly. And look it up on IMDb. It's probably Vampire Guy, so it's all good. But Hester is determined to diagnose him, you know, get all of her energy focused on something just to kind of get all the killing out of her head. So she's, like, devoted all of her time to that, which is really funny to see her kind of put herself to something useful, even if it is damaging and nasty and gross the way she tries to help. At least she's trying to... you know, focus her attention in other areas rather than murder.
What a positive way to look at it.
I'm trying to find the positive.
Yeah, that was funny. I do like that. I loved her, what is it, ringdings?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Ugh,
her
yeah.
ringding story was so funny. And I love that she's like, we'll make it work for you too. I'm going to give you so much blood. And she gets like this whole like cooler of blood. And he goes, I don't think that'll be enough. Ugh. And her face, she even looked disturbed by that.
I know. That guy drank so much, ate so much blood. It was, like, infused into everything. It was gross.
That was also disgusting for me, watching someone, like, fake drink blood.
Oh, and it was gross. It was just nasty. And, like, even, like, on his lips afterwards, I was just like, no, it's not milk. It's not the Got Milk commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
No. But I loved her analogy, her blurred lines analogy, when she's like,
that
at first you love it.
Hilarious.
And then you hate it, and you wish you would just be able to marry Robin Thicke instead of ever hearing that song ever again.
That reference I thought was so funny. So many good references in the show always,
yeah.
But the blurred lines was a new fave for me.
I did like the line where she said that he looked kind of like a Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. That was really funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
Hester had some good ones.
She
in
did.
Some zingers, for sure.
For sure. For sure. I'm guessing when she said ring zingers or whatever, it was like in comparison to like those ding dongs or ho-hos or whatever,
those little cakes
or whatever. Do you like those?
No.
I like them, but I can only imagine eating so many, like she said, and it just being
they
like...
They make me feel sick.
Yeah, it's very filling, and it's very cream-filled. And
yeah, I had them forever ago when I was a child. I was never addicted to those, but I had an addictive, like, personality when it came to food.
Mm-hmm.
One time, at school, we had those red, white, and blue popsicles.
Oh, I love those.
And my
love
mom
those.
Bought those. We had them at school. My mom bought them for the first time at home, and I finished that pack of popsicles in one night. And I've never had one of the red, white, and blue popsicles
oh my gosh.
Since. Because I think now I'm disgusted by them.
even though you just had like one box, like you've never gone back.
Never. No, it was exact. Hester knows what's going on.
I guess so. But like if you were, I know you said you like Yogurtland, like anything like that. Would you like go and get that flavor, test it out even in a sample?
Do they have that?
Oh, it's so good though.
No, I really like the cake batter one. Oh, salted yes. caramel pecan at Yogurtland is quite nice.
The cake batter is my go-to, and like the cheesecake one. And, like, the cookies and cream one is really
good. There's so many good ones. Oh. I love Froyo. I'm also hungry, so this is not helping.
This is not helping. But it was kind of funny, because Munch wants to win this competition for the blood drive, apparently. She's, like, getting all competitive. I don't know if she wants the trip to Blood Island, or if she's just trying to make Chanel not be able to...
She wants Dr. Hot.
Oh, that's true. She wants to impress him.
She was flirting with him hardcore, trying to get him not to go on this trip.
Yeah.
Which is why she did what she did, because she's... manipulative.
Yes. And she basically took Chanel's blood and said, we cannot use any of this because you are infected with every single type of STD known to medical, like, man. So that was interesting. She said she even had some of the men STDs that she threw in there. I was just like, I don't know how that's possible, but cool. Like,
yeah.
What in the world? Like, and what then, did you think of that? Did you think at all for a second, oh, you know what? She must have STDs, or did you know it was fake?
No, I knew it was fake. Yeah. Well, first of all, if they even wanted us to believe it was realistic in any way, maybe she'd have like one or two for comedic purposes, like two or, you know, I don't think they'd go past two, maybe three, but like they listed so many. You're like, this is so fake. But I love that Brock like took that and was like, yep. That's it. The tests don't lie. I'm not going on a trip with you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was really funny.
And it was so funny, the line that where she's like, I know you've been with hundreds of girls. He's like, thousands.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I'm like, well, that's nice. And let's just throw that in there.
The multiple condoms use. He's like, we'll start off with three, then two, and then we'll work our way down after a long time to just one.
And
I thought
like,
that was funny.
Not to turn this into like a sex ed for you guys, but in health class in high school, I learned that if you put two on, the friction of the rubber just rubs together and makes more holes. So when people say they try to double up, really it's more chance that the girl will get pregnant because the rubbers heat up and rub together and break more holes.
People actually double up.
People do that. Like, especially young, stupid middle school, high schoolers that think, oh, well, you know, it's 99% that they won't get pregnant. So maybe if I double up, it'll be like 200%. It's like, that's not how this works.
Oh, my gosh.
So people do that. So I'm not promoting to be sexually active. I'm just saying, if you are, please do not use two.
Don't double up.
That's not...
Don't
triple
listen.
Up.
Don't do what these characters do, okay?
No. These characters need Jesus, for sure. But how great was it, though, when Munch was like going to take down Chanel's leaderboard, you know, like the blood leaderboard?
Oh, yeah.
That montage of them fighting and tripping
that
over everything.
That slow-mo chase scene was... hysterical
it
with
was.
The music, just Chanel's face, that killed me. I thought that was one of my favorite moments of this episode.
Definitely.
It was so funny.
And it just kept going. You thought it was over and it just kept going.
I know. They did such a great job. I mean, oh gosh, the show is so funny. Between like the references, the slow-mo action we get, just the lines that these characters say all the time, so casually, so nonchalantly, and we're like, did you just say that out loud? The show is so, but that chase scene was so funny.
I
and
know.
So Scream Queens.
I know, definitely. And sometimes when we're watching, like you and I will be watching and all of a sudden they'll say something very casual and like a second and a half later we look at each other like, wait a minute, did they just
say that? They just say that? Oh yeah, totally, all the time.
And I really miss Chad because he had the best casual lines like that.
We all
honestly.
Miss Chad.
He had the best casual lines. Like he'd just throw them away and it would just be like
did you just say that? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I miss him. I hope that he comes back. I know he's supposedly dead, but like who knows? Maybe he's one of the
I would like him to come back.
Me too. Even if it meant that he was one of the killers, I would love for him
to
come back.
Yeah, let him be the killer. Just bring him back.
Yeah, we want to see him. But then, okay, so Zayday, she comes up with this great idea that, you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to, you know, screen everyone's blood in the hospital since everyone's giving blood, like all the staff. And she's trying to get the mom's blood, like the mom, in quotations, like the girl that we see at the very beginning, who has the child and her husband dies and gets thrown into the swamp, how it all started. Wanting to get her blood, the mom's blood, so then that way they can see if it matches any of the staff to see who is the baby. So she's going around. She thinks it's Chamberlain. I think that's a legit thing. He's sketchy, showed up out of nowhere, decided to work at the hospital to make people happy and give them suckers and like lollipops and balloons and stuff. He's very sketchy. But yeah, she asks the mom for blood, and she wants her to come to the hospital get this blood drawn to kind of see. And she says, there's no way. I would never go back to that awful hospital. I'd love to see it get burned down.
Yeah.
It was kind of far-fetched for her to try to do that, but I get what she's trying to do.
I get what she's trying to do as well. I'm surprised the way she went about it, especially because the mom was not really willing to help the first time that she went over there. I do think it was a really smart idea. Go Zayday.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really wish that, like, they wrote down what the blood type was, like, on, like kept, like, a chart,
mm-hmm.
rather than just keeping it in the bags and having that be the label. Like, why not keep track, writing it down? That way, when there is a mix-up, like there was in this episode, you'll be like, no, no, no. Right here.
Yeah.
It says, Cassidy, you're type O.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of those things where we're like, we know he's the son. We know he's the son at this point because of the last episode.
To know.
And, you know, we know he's sketchy, you know, this far in the episode anyway. We know a little bit more later on. But it's one of those things where, yeah, if stakes are high and things are happening and sketchy things are going on, you think someone would be smart enough to make a chart.
Totally.
To keep track of this stuff.
Zayday, you're slacking.
I know.
Like, that's what you had to do. It made me so mad that it was just on the bags because that was such an easy switch, especially since Chamberlain brought up the fact that everyone gossips in this hospital and that she is on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, he put two and two together. Probably the killer would put two and two together as well.
Right.
So they should have been two steps ahead of Cassidy, but
yeah.
Whoever the killer was, as opposed to just keeping it on the bags. That could easily be a switch up. No one's guarding the bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that bothered me, is that they didn't have a chart. If they had a chart on top of that, and then he also messed with that, I'd be like, oh man, that makes sense. But
right.
Just the bags, guys.
I know. And the little easily removable stickers that can
right?
be put on something else. But we kind of see Chamberlain confront Zayday. He's very upset. He's thinking, you know, you think that I'm the baby in the belly, blah, blah, blah. And then he kind of says, you know what, I want to work together. And she doesn't trust him at first. She's like, no way, I don't know if I can trust you yet. And she leaves in the elevator, and we see he's kind of got this creepy, like...
Yeah.
He's something sketchy there. He's not all rainbows and butterflies.
That was a weird look. I would not want to get that look from anyone. That mm-hmm. was so strange. And it, like, does not help your cause there, Chamberlain.
No,
to, like angrily glare at Zayday from the elevator.
I know, exactly. It was one of those things where I was just like, at that moment, I'm like, all right, we all thought he was involved somehow. We know now he's definitely has to be involved in something sketchy because mm-hmm. nobody innocent gives that look.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Ugh, it's just one of those things where it's like, it could be anyone at this point.
It could be anyone, but now they're making him kind of look suspicious
mm-hmm.
because he's been so weird. So I don't know. I don't know if it is him. I don't know if they're trying to throw us off. I want a bigger surprise now, because remember how I wanted Chamberlain to be the small surprise?
Yeah.
I wanted a bigger surprise. Taylor Lauder. I keep wanting to call him, like, Taylor. Like,
yeah.
We're on a first name basis. Hey, T. but I really want, now that Cassidy was the smaller reveal, because mm-hmm. we knew he was the son last episode. That
right.
was the big reveal. Now he's the killer. It wasn't, like, a shock.
Right.
I want this other killer to be the big shock.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming, well, we talked about this, because this wasn't even a mid-season finale. This was just kind of thrown into mm-hmm. episode 6. So I'm hoping that when it gets to the actual finale, we'll have, like, a big surprise. I want to be shocked.
Yeah. I definitely want to be, too. Because, I mean, I was kind of like, oh, my gosh. You know, of course, when someone takes off their mask, you're like, oh, my gosh. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, okay. We kind of saw that coming from the last episode. It wasn't like a big lead-up to a big boom, as I thought. Like, if someone would have taken it off and it would have been Zayday or something like that, we would have been like, oh, my gosh, life-changing.
Totally.
Or if Denise was behind it, but she's obviously not because she got hit by the green meanie.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see any of her this episode. I'm like, where is she? Is she still frozen? Like, I got to know where my girl is. but if there's one character in this episode that I related to the most, it is Chanel number 9, because she is afraid of needles. She doesn't want to be pricked at all. Chanel's like, you know what? You're going to do it. I'm going to strap you down. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to stick you with this needle. You're going to help give the blood to help me win. And she sees, I mean, Chanel sees Brock. So she goes out to talk to him. He doesn't want to go on this trip with her. And in the meantime, as this poor girl is strapped down, the green meanie comes in. And right when he's getting ready to go to just hang her up with all the blood things, Hoffel comes in and is like, look, I want a piece of this. I want to work with you. I get the main girls and you get everyone else, type of thing.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? By the way, she said, take off your mask. Takes it off. It's Cassidy Cascade. I gotta say, he looked like Shark Boy in that costume.
He so looked like Shark Boy.
Because Shark
costume.
Boy had, you know, like the the padding pecs
yeah,
and like
the skin tight.
Yeah, and so
and
I was
that
like
face, like the.
Yeah, the like the. I was like, oh, Shark Boy again.
Yeah, I totally got Shark Boy vibes. Again, wasn't a shocking moment for me. I mean, there was a little. No, there really wasn't. We thought. I mean, when it came down to it. Even Zayday's theory was that the kid would be the killer, so we as an audience thought
right.
knew that was a possibility. Hoffel we knew was evil, and Hoffel in the beginning of the episode we found out how messed up she is. So not too shocking that she would want to help out. But again, it's just it gives you like a weird feeling in your stomach. You're
yeah.
like, oh god, and you are just as screwed up as one another. It's good
I know.
To know.
And then we didn't really touch on this episode, but Chanel number 3 is apparently dating him, having coitus with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she is in a relationship with a killer.
With the killer.
You know, and we will find out more about that later, I'm sure. But, yeah, Hoffa wants in on it. She's down to help, and she wants to get the main girls. And so, you know, she gets the first move, sticks her with a needle, and they hang her up like she's...
That was disgusting.
That was awful.
That made me completely cringe when they showed her body completely drained of blood.
That was awful. Hoffel,
awful, awful. Dr. Hoffel, Dr. Awful. I love when Chanel calls her Dr.
Yeah.
Awful.
It's like, that was so gross. Honestly, it was almost worse seeing that because it was like a slow, painful death than like the stab to the throat or whatever. Like seeing that and like all the bags of blood that she was like strung up on, that was almost worse than seeing like just someone get impaled.
Yeah, not a fan of either. It definitely grossed me out. This was a tough episode
yeah.
for both of us. Like, it was just a very cringy episode with all the blood. The name was so fitting, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This there was so much blood in this episode. I feel like we just saw so much blood.
Yeah.
And then watching someone just get completely drained of all their blood. What a great.
It's like I think I'm good without seeing blood for a while.
Don't even want to see the color red, really.
Mm-hmm. Nope. See, the screens right now are all red. I can't.
I'm going to go now.
Oh, yeah.
Could they fix this? I won't be in here until they fix it. Yeah, red is a sensitive topic.
Yeah, definitely. Especially since red is the name of my favorite breakup album.
I know! Loving You Was Red.
Love that album. God bless Taylor Swift. But then, in all of this craziness, when they're, you know, poking needles in this girl, they find out that there is a second Green Meanie. So there is someone other than Cassidy Cascade who is working to kill people around the hospital. And, you know, he originally thinks, oh, it must be Hopple. He's like, you're the second killer. She's like, no, I'm not. So then it's like, okay, so there's going to be 3 Green Meanies because Cascade gave her a mask and, like, the costume and everything.
In a green box.
And we kind of see
them.
How
subtle.
I know, very subtle. And they're kind of parading around the hallways. Like, I'm like, first of all, where's the staff?
Right? Why was it all dark?
Yeah.
And just them walking through the hallway, not killing anyone yet, but walking side by side, which I wouldn't recommend doing. I mean, I don't know if they've ever seen Scream, but if there's 2 killers, you want them to think there's only one, so you're not seen together.
Right.
Until the finale.
It's kind of like the whole Disneyland thing with Mickey Mouse here and there. Like, they don't want 2 Mickeys out at the same time because if a kid goes to Magic Mountain and he sees a Mickey, and then he goes over here to, like, you know, the parade, and there's Mickey. There's, like, the kid's going to put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah, that there's 2 Mickeys.
Yeah,
and
we can't have that.
Totally. I mean, I guess, though, since there's 3 killers, if they see 2 together, they won't know there's actually a 3rd one.
So maybe they're just, like,
totally
screwing
the system. There's just too many Green Meanies.
Yeah, there's 3 now.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
When you really think of it, though, the last season, think of how many Red Devils there were.
True.
So many Red Devils. Everyone had a part of it, you know? Everyone had to put the costume on at least once to kill someone because they're being blackmailed, this or that.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about, too. So 3, it's like, all right, we can still count them on one hand. We're good for now.
1's still a surprise.
Yeah. Yes. I knew that they were probably going to do something like that because my friend Shayla did text me saying, okay, you're going to find out who the Green Meanie is. And I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to do for the rest of the episodes? You said that earlier.
Yeah.
And it's like, but this makes more sense.
This
knowing.
Does make sense.
Yeah. So Munch thinks that Hester killed number 9 because obvious reasons. Hester's a killer running around the hospital. She's like, where did you get all, where, why do you need all this blood? She thought it was to feed the vampire guy. Did you think that was logical to automatically assume that Hester was probably behind it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love, actually, Hester and Chamberlain's interaction mm-hmm. of him being like, are you the girl that murdered a bunch of people and then was locked up but then was let out and for some reason now kind of works at this hospital? Loved that moment. She's I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, yep, that's me. And then she ends up taking the blood. Oh, gosh, Hester's so great.
I know. She's got great comedic timing. She's, like, the most lovable killer.
I know.
So
well,
funny. I like
so
her.
So funny. I don't, like, love her. Like, I wouldn't have her over for dinner, you know?
That's true. I mean, being able to sit back and, like, talk about her from afar.
Yeah.
I love her, but if I was able to be up close to her character, I would be, like, you know, staying my distance.
You wouldn't want to be on a panel with her.
No. I wouldn't invite her to tea, et cetera, et cetera. In the midst of all this, Hester is found out, you know, I totally screened Chanel's blood, no STDs found, Munch, you faked all of this, and then everything's fine because, you know, Chanel's going to be able to go on her romantical vacation with Brock.
Oh, my gosh. And then,
ugh.
That was so funny. She got it. Brock was going to go with her because she found out that, well, she got to prove that Munch was lying. Mm-hmm. Her blood is fine, which was a great moment for her, which I was waiting for that to come up. At one point, we see Chanel go to another blood drive, and we think she's going to find out that her blood it does not have any STDs. I'm like, good for you, Chanel, like, figuring things out. But instead, she just steals more blood. So I love at the end, we do get that closure. So Brock is back to, like, loving her and wanting to go on this vacation to Blood Island. I thought that was great.
I thought it was so funny, though, when we saw, like, her taking that big tray out and shoving it in her purse that had all the blood in it.
That was so unexpected. We both did not see that coming. I thought that was hilarious. And that no one caught her. Yeah. And she runs away in her big bag.
Emma Roberts has the best comedic timing. Like, I swear, she's so funny.
She's so funny in the show. Oh. And I loved, the whole thing with this vacation. And you see Hoffa, like, breaking.
Yeah.
Because her plan is working until she was going to fly Business Select. Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
And she's like, no, I only fly... What is
charter,
she only fly?
Or something like that. Charter.
Charter, yeah. She only flies charter. And then she's like, it's okay. I'll use the...
The cash equivalent to
to do her own trip. And it was just such a quick transition. She's like, yep, gonna do my own trick. And Hoffa's just like, I maxed out all my credit cards for this. That was so funny. She completely brushed it off. Gave her the trophy and peaced out.
I know. And even though, you know, I'm against Hoffel and I don't want Chanel to die, I almost felt kind of bad because she'd worked so hard and put all of her money in that. And I'm like, oh, what a waste of money. But then I'm like, why am I feeling bad for Hoffel?
You were saying, aww. And I was like, she's trying to kill Chanel.
I know. I didn't care. I was just, like, so sad. I'm like,
that's
poor
like a
girl.
Lot of money.
That's what, like, I was thinking.
Maxing all of your credit cards? Honey, be fine.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was me. And you were just looking at me like,
I was like, yeah.
What? So we find out, Zayday finds out that the baby in the belly, has to have had, like, O positive blood or mm-hmm. something along those lines.
Yeah.
So we see that they're trying to find out, okay, we got to find out who has O positive blood on our staff. So Cassidy Cascade, a.k.a. one of the Green Meanies, decides, oh, crap, like, they're going to be looking. So then he just does what any smart person would do and just switch the little labels and gives Brock the O positive and then takes A or B.
They were friends, man.
Me too. I always thought that, you know, Cassidy was, like, under Brock, like, in a sense where Brock was in charge and Cassidy kind of just went along with what he said. But it's like he's kind of undermining him and, like, switching the bags and blaming it on him. So, obviously, Brock gets accused of being the Green Meanie, which was really funny because, man, when he snapped and, like, hit the table, it almost made him look like the killer even more.
Oh, big time. Big time. Oh, poor. I love that he tries explaining how illogical it is that they would think he was the baby. They're like, I know. I'm, like, flattered you guys think I'm 30.
Yeah.
I loved that moment. And then they're like, well, maybe you just spent a lot of time at the beach and got a lot of sun damage. I thought that was hysterical.
I was like, okay.
I love, there's always, like, one person who's logical, and then the rest of the people in the room are just completely illogical in any scene in Scream Queens, and that's what makes it so great.
I know. And it's always, like, this is so obvious he's not the killer, but everyone else is just like, no, he has to be, because mm-hmm. the bag said, and it's like, the removable sticker bag that's, like, easily switched around.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious who it is to us because we know, obviously. But, I mean, we saw it coming.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. But at the end, Cassidy gives Hoffel the green meanie thing. They go parading around the hallways. You know, they're all excited to who they're going to kill next. And, yeah, they're working together. So that's going to be interesting. Any last thoughts before we get into predictions?
No.
I think we pretty much covered most of everything.
I think we covered
everything.
This episode. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
For sure. So let's get into some predicciones. And I just think it's so perfect how we have the green lights.
Green
every
meanie
week now.
Lights. We requested them.
Love it.
We said no red. We'll only do
no
green.
No red. I can't deal with red right now.
Nope.
Okay, what's your biggest prediction?
My biggest prediction is that Hoffel is going to die and she's going to think that it is Cassidy killing her.
Not the red lights.
Are you serious? She's going to think that it's Cassidy because they're going to be in the green meanie outfit and they're going to kill her. So she's going to think she's safe.
Oh my gosh.
And she's going to be like, what are you doing? Cassidy, it's me. What are you doing? And then he's going to kill her, but it's not going to be him. It's going to be the third killer.
So you think it's going to be the third killer and Hoffel's going to die off pretty soon?
I don't know. Maybe the next few episodes, yeah. Before the season finale.
I'm going to say that you're right. I could totally see that happening. That's very good. I didn't really think about that. But yes, I agree with that. I still want to go with the thing that Chamberlain is the other son because... there's obviously like the baby in the belly, but then apparently, allegedly, the mom moved on with a different guy.
Who?
We talked about this last week and you didn't believe me, but I think that I'm right.
You're not.
Because the guy that they worked on.
Let me explain.
And dumped in the river was, or in the lagoon or whatever, was he African American?
Yes.
He was.
That's why we already knew off the bat that it was going to be a mixed baby.
Okay.
And then the characters didn't figure it out until, because they saw the white mom and they're like, okay, it's going to be a white baby. And then when they found out that she had an African American husband, they're like, it's going to be a mixed baby, so it could really be, and like, almost anyone.
Because, so you don't think that Chamberlain could have been... like, a past kid from that guy?
No.
I feel like he has some relation to this family.
No.
Because I just feel it. Like, why else would he be so revengeful? Like, he seems like he, in his eyes, he feels like he's out for revenge. He's not just there to sell lollipops.
I mean, he's a weirdo, but I don't think he's connected.
See, that's weird, because I honestly think that he's related somehow, and it's not just because of the skin tone thing.
Just because he's, like, weird.
Just because he's weird, and I feel like it would be very easy for him and... Cassidy Cascade to kind of work together. Maybe I'm totally off.
I don't think that they'd be working together. I see what you're saying. It is possible. I don't know if they would do that.
Because I feel like he's in on it somehow. He's helping Cassidy Cascade somehow. And I think that whenever the Green Meanie came that one time and like kind of stabbed him and he got hurt, he probably thought that was Cassidy. It was probably the other Green Meanie who hurt him, so he wasn't expecting that. That's what I feel. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel so strongly towards that, because it's literally something that probably does not happen. It's not happening, but I don't know. I'm just getting major vibes.
I will tell you there's not two husbands. It's only one husband.
Okay.
It's the same
husband.
We can
confirm that?
We met in the first episode, yes.
Okay.
Because when they pointed to the picture, that's when Zayday had, like, it shouldn't say it's my new husband. She lives alone. She's all by herself. Okay. I don't think she lost two husbands.
Okay. All right. See, that's where I got mixed up, but I get it now. So that is what I think. Something sketchy there, obviously. We see him. And then also, I do want to go with, I think, I don't know if it was your prediction last week or Sam's or Becca's, that Denise's body is going to end up missing. I really think that.
That was me.
I really think that.
I still think that as well.
They're going to go check back next episode or the next episode after that and be like, oh, where is she? How long has she been gone? We don't know.
Yeah, her body's so going to disappear. I stick by that for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then we see in the little preview for next week, we've got some sexy scenes coming up with Dr. Holt and Chanel. He's got his hand duct taped to his side because his hand's acting up because he's angry because he's being accused for everything. So she thinks it's pretty kinky, but we'll see what happens with that.
We'll have to see.
But any last thoughts?
Great episode. Can't wait for next week.
I know, guys. It's going to be great. Sam and Becca were not able to make it this week, obviously, because they went home to visit their families, right?
Yeah, they'll be back.
They'll be back. So you can find Sam on social media at SamD43 and Becca at BeccaBTalksTV. And do you have any cool, what other shows are you doing at AfterBuzz / any projects, collaborations you'd like to talk about?
I do many shows. But you can follow me on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Quantico, Designated Survivor. Check out some other shows. I'm on 5 nights a week. But you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
All right, guys, and you can find me on the Keeping Up with Kardashians after show right now and the Once Upon a Time after show. Those are both on Sunday. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I also have a little mini-series on my YouTube called The Lindsay and Dakota Show with the actress Lindsay Shaw. So make sure you check that out. We've got like a 4-part series. Other than that, we will see you next week. And our other panelists will be here. So Woo! Thank you so much for joining us. We love you and have an amazing night.
Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.